It's 10 at night. 2 hours
since Gus Jansen thought of a way in which he might learn what's behind this new search for Suzanne Barclay. More of Gus in a few moments. First, 50 miles north of the city, in the Ellenson Municipal Hospital.
The clerk said Paul's room was down here, Chief.
Yes, well, that's all she told us.
I hope he's all right.
Unless his room door's open.
But, Mr. Drake! You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, he's all right.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Can we see Mr. Drake?
You can if you want to.
Well, then he wasn't injured seriously.
No, just a cut on his head. Too bad he didn't break both arms. Oh, I'm just joking, you understand. I'll be very glad when Mr. Drake is up and out of the hospital, if you know what I mean.
We know Mr. Drake.
Then you know what I mean.
Hey, that you, beautiful?
Well, let's go in.
Stella. Hiya, Perry.
Good. How are you feeling?
Oh, very well, very well. For a man who had a narrow escape from death.
You don't look like you feel so bad.
Oh, it was a very near thing, Della.
No.
Just stand close to me and hold my hand, would you? When are you getting out of here? Well, the doctor says I could probably leave tomorrow afternoon, but I think I'll stay through the weekend, get a good rest, catch up on my reading. I'll have my nurse read to me. Say, Perry, I'll call my office in the morning and send a good man up to Smithville.
No, unless Maury Cullen is available.
Maury's out of town, but I got another good man.
No, Paul. We've taken great pains to work in secrecy. If the other side learns how close we are to finding Suzanne Barclay...
Don't you trust my man?
Frankly, no. Not in such a delicate matter.
Well, I'll make a special effort and get out of the hospital tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon?
Uh-huh.
It isn't soon enough. Oh, I'll do it myself.
You've got appointments, Perry.
Well, phone Gertie and have her break them. What shape is your car in, Paul?
Front end smashed up, which is a very lucky thing. I'll have the insurance company buy me a new one. Why?
Well, I hate to cloud your happiness, Paul.
Are you strong enough to bear a little unpleasant news? Maybe you shouldn't tell him, Perry.
What are you guys talking about?
Didn't it occur to you that we might be worried about you, Paul?
Well, yes, naturally. Very near thing.
Perry was so concerned he didn't notice the little thing on the dashboard.
The what?
The oil tank or something. I don't know, something under the hood of the car.
You mean the motor?
No, they left the plug and the oil pan loose when they changed the oil. I didn't notice the oil pressure had dropped until it was too late.
Oh, it's too bad. Hurt the engine?
Yes. They're working on it in the all-night garage, but they won't have it ready before morning.
Well, it's only 50 miles to Smithville. Spend the night here and drive up in the morning.
It will happen.
Well. If it isn't my little nursie.
It certainly is. Now, Mr. Drake, I have to put a new dressing on your poor hurt head.
That's well.
First, I'll have to shave a little of your head so that the adhesive tape will stick.
Nursie, you're the prettiest barber I ever saw.
Now, you'll be very still while I'm changing the dressing, won't you, Mr. Drake?
Oh, sure.
Because if you aren't still, the razor is liable to slip and I may cut you. I'm almost certain I'll cut you if you aren't very, very still.
Now, is that a nice way to talk to a sick man?
All right, let's go, Della.
Are you going to desert me with this wild woman armed with a razor?
You want anything, Paul? Magazine?
No, I'll just talk to Nursie here.
Now, Mr. Drake? Mr. Drake!
Meanwhile, here in the city... In the palatial residence of J.T. Dougherty, boss of the huge crime syndicate.
You wait here, Albert. I want to see J.T. alone.
I just got back, J.T.
It's about time. You see that woman?
Well, I saw her, but the fact is she doesn't work for the police department anymore.
So you failed.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to give Albert a big, juicy bonus, J.T.
What?
Albert came up with the answer while you and I were chasing ourselves in circles. He suggested I just ask for the information.
Ask for it?
Yeah, just ask for it. Of course, I can't do it quite that simply, but his idea made me think of something. You know what I've been doing for 2 hours, J.T.?
Oh.
I've been arranging things so Mr. Donald Wallace left his home and went to his office. I mean, Mr. Donald Wallace, who's board chairman of National Indemnity Insurance Company. Suzanne Barclay's uncle.
Why'd you want him out of the house, Otis?
Because his sister is Suzanne's mother. I want to be certain she's alone when I call her on the phone.
Good.
You like it?
Yes. You ready to phone her?
Yes. Can I use your phone, J.T.?
By all means, my boy. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Wallace residence.
Oh, this is Dr. Edwards. May I speak to Mrs. Barclay, please?
Oh, I believe Mrs. Barclay is retired.
Well, it's important. Tell her it's in connection with Suzanne.
Oh, yes, at once, sir.
Who is that?
Servant.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Barclay. My name is Edwards, Dr. Edwards.
Did you say you know something about Suzanne?
Oh, please, let me explain, Mrs. Barclay. My daughter is Helen Edwards.
Who did you say?
Helen. Surely Suzanne's spoken to you of Helen. My daughter went to boarding school with Suzanne.
Yes, I seem to remember.
Yes, the girls were fast friends at school. My wife and I deeply appreciated Helen's friendship with Suzanne. Our Helen is a shy girl who doesn't make friends easily. Frankly, Helen was miserable at school until Suzanne took her under her wing, so to speak. It really meant a great deal to my wife and I because Suzanne was the most popular girl in school.
She had many friends.
Yes, indeed. Yet she was a sweet girl, a perfect little lady.
You know Suzanne?
Well, Helen introduced her mother and me to your daughter, Mrs. Barclay. I can't tell you how we sympathize with you at this time.
Then you know what happened.
Well, I didn't. I didn't see a word in the papers.
Oh, we kept it out of the papers.
Oh. Yes, the first I knew was that police circular.
Circular?
Yes, yes. Apparently the police have sent circulars to all physicians in the city. I do wish I could help you, Mrs. Barclay. Why, my wife and I feel a sense of personal loss.
That's very kind of you, Doctor.
You can imagine how you must feel. Have they given you any encouragement at all?
Well, we're hopeful.
You're a courageous woman, Mrs. Barclay. I'm sure I don't know if I would be so brave. It makes me shudder to think of my daughter hiding. But how on earth will the police go about finding her, Mrs. Barclay?
I know very little of their methods, Doctor.
I don't see how they can hope to find one person in all these millions of people. They believe she's here in the city, do they not?
Why, I'm...
Well, judging from the police circulars to physicians in the city. I don't mean to pry, Mrs. Barclay, but as I say, my wife and I feel we have a personal interest. I hoped you could tell me something to assure my wife. Just some word that the police are making progress. You see, my wife isn't well. She suffered a nervous breakdown last year, and she broods. Things disturb her. She can't sleep. It was stupid of me to tell her about Suzanne's disappearance.
Well, I'm not at liberty to reveal details, Doctor, but yes, they are making progress. They believe Suzanne is in Smithville.
Smithville, you say?
Yes, it's upstate.
I believe I know where it is, Mrs. Barclay.
If she is, it's a small town. We should be able to find her more easily.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you, Mrs. Barclay.
This is in the strictest confidence, Doctor.
I understand. And I won't repeat it, except to my wife. Goodbye, Mrs. Barclay.
The girl in Smithfield?
They think so. I'm going up there.
You'll have to hurry.
I'll hurry. I'll find her first, J.T. I know what to do then. You agree I'll have to?
Yes. Be careful of it.
Sure. And I'll do it right. I'm going to do the thing I do best, J.T. I'll let you know when I get it done.
Well, as you just heard, Albert Dallow's simple suggestion gave Gus an idea which has paid off. Now, through no fault of Perry Mason's, Gus Jansen could get ahead of him. Gus Jansen could win the grim race to Suzanne Barclay. By all means, join us on Monday, won't you?